time or be of a time unintentionally. And even if the talking heads have said this was not the inspiration, I think like the general air of, you know, kind of paranoia and fear of all of these rise in serial killings, not just the Son of Sam serial killings, definitely did contribute to the production of the song. I mean, it was just out there and it was everywhere at the time. But even more interesting, in the liner notes of the book Once in a Lifetime, The Best of the Talking Heads, David Byrne himself says, "When I started writing this, I imagined Alice Cooper doing a Randy Newman type ballad. Both the Joker and Hannibal Lecter are much more fascinating than the good guys. Everybody sort of roots for the bad guys in movies." Which is so true. I think that this song is so beloved and such a cult classic for so many people because it is different and it's divergent from the norm and it's creepy, and we like that. Society likes that. That's why we have Halloween. That's why we have horror movies and horror media, and why Thriller was such a huge success, because we kind of like the fear of the unknown and exploring that in our art. And whether something is explicitly scary or not, I think all art is an expression of fear and the unknown in some way. So I think that's a super interesting perspective to have on this song. It's definitely true. And another interesting thing about this song is the bridge, which is all in French. And I've always wondered what he's saying, and this episode gave me an excuse to look it up. And so the lyrics of the bridge, I'm not going to say them in French, but the translation of them is, "What I did that night, what she said that night, fulfilling my hope, I launched myself towards glory, okay." So do with that what you will. It's kind of like a riddle. But to me, that's just kind of the full, like, devolved mindset of our main character, where he's kind of losing his mind a little bit, just fragments of memories of things that have happened, and just launching yourself towards, you know, your final form. Okay, that's kind of like a battle cry there at the end. So that's kind of what I took from it. But the French lyrics were supplied by their member Tina Weymouth, whose mother spoke French, and she actually called her on the phone while transcribing these lyrics and would have the translation from her mother and then write that down. And then David Byrne had to learn them to sing them. So I think that's super interesting as well. I don't really know why they chose French, but it does make the song a lot more interesting. And I think it kind of adds to the unique charm that this song specifically has, but it's just so catchy. It's so singable. The like fa 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 fa. That's like a classic. Like, this song always makes me think of riding in the car with my friends. This somehow always pops up on someone's playlist, and it's so much fun to sing along in a group. And I don't know, it just makes it a perfect Halloween dance singable poppy party classic. There, put that on a bumper sticker. I think it's just a great track and really good way to lead this podcast off. So give Psycho Killer by the Talking Heads a listen.
I'm tense and nervous and I can't relax.
I don't think it can get more iconic than that opening bass line of Psycho Killer. Oh, just such a good way to leave this episode off. And I wanted to celebrate one of my favorite holidays. I love all things scary, so Halloween is like my Super Bowl. But y'all better strap in for Valentine's Day, okay? Because that is my favorite holiday, and we have some big put-it-in-your-pocket plans for February. So take your rest now and get ready for me to be insufferable in February. Just, it's gonna be a lot. Just get ready. But I hope you enjoyed this Halloween episode, even though it was a little bit belated. But, you know, we do the best we can around here with this limited amount of resources. You know, it's just me, myself, and I. But I couldn't do it without all the support of everybody who listens every week. And I really appreciate everybody who gave me a lot of comments after last week's episode. I had so much fun doing that. And I'm really excited for what we have in store for the future. So let me know what you liked on this episode, what you'd like to hear next. And as always, my name's Caroline. This has been Put It In Your Pocket. Thank you for listening.